Welcome back to the Chayyar Hanachyamic Learning Program. This is Daniel Eisenberg, and we are in Sefer Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Beis, and it's a little bit of a lengthier perek today by Psukim. It is known as Shiras David, the Song of David. Chazal tell us that there are 10 special Shiros, special prophetic songs of history, and we've only heard 9 of them so far, and Shiras David over here in our parak is one of them. And the whole parak, it's a little bit challenging to understand. Parts of it are very simple, but it is written in a classic Shira style, a poetic format, and so some of the phrases could be difficult to understand, and especially how to understand them on a deeper level of what David is actually saying and what he's writing about. This story, this parak, actually has a parallel. Shiras David is also found almost the same in Tehillim. This is about Tehillim parak Yud Ches. Of course, a majority of Sefer Tehillim was written by David HaMelech as well, and we see an almost identical parak. There are some significant changes. And in various places, the Gemara points out differences and derives things from the differences and why they were written with the various nuances in Tehillim and separately in our Sefer. This is a deviation from most of what we've seen in Sefer Shmuel, having this poetic style. We've seen the very beginning of the Sefer, we see a kina of David, a lament, where we see some of David's poetry. But most of what we have seen in the Sefer is not David's poetry coming to the fore. However, in this parak, we certainly do see it. And this is as we are winding down with David's life. Indeed, we're winding down in Sefer Shmuel as well. Sefer Shmuel only has 3 more parakim. This is actually my last parak for this cycle of the Chayarach and Achiyami, as my brothers will be doing the last 2 parakim. And this is the wind down of Sefer Shmuel and of David's life to a large degree. We saw in the previous parak, there are wars against various giants, and they already told David to step down from war. David, who is a famously successful warrior, exceedingly successful warrior, and he seems to have come to the end of his war time in the previous parak. And we're going to see as we start Sefer Melachim, David will survive at least the beginning of Sefer Melachim, but not much long after that. And in our parak, as David reflects on his life, he presents this song where he looks back at how Hashem has protected him throughout, that Hashem, the Abarbanel divides the song into 4 chalakim, 4 parts, the first part being just introduction to Hashem in general and Hashem's role in being a savior, that he is a Sela and a Metsuda and a Mefalet and a Tsur. And a Magain, he's all these different types of rocks and fortresses and shields and the Keren Yishi, the horn of salvation, so many things that Hashem is in general. Worth mentioning that he's Moshi'i Mechamas Toshieni. He says, Hashem, my savior, save me from Hamas, from, it could be a robbery or forms of injustice, violence, different ways to interpret Hamas. May Hashem eradicate Hamas from the planet, and then it continues. He continues to explain how Hashem was involved in his life throughout, and that Hashem not only delivered him from misfortune, but granted him the strength to overcome and vanquish his enemies. And then it concludes with praise to God, general shevach to Hashem. A couple of highlights to point out. There's a phrase. It's a Shabbos. Piyut Shabbos Day Piyut that many people don't say, but there are some, most people I would say don't say, but there are songs based on it that we can see in Pasuk Mem Vav, Chai Hashem Uvaruch Tzuri, which means that Chai Hashem lives, Hashem is alive, and blessed is my rock. So there's it's based on that. And then at the end, of course, a very prominent pasuk that many people, everyone's familiar with, I'm sure, is in it's actually the last pasuk of Shiras David, pasuk Nun Aleph. It's Migdol Yishuos Malcho V'Yosach Hesedim Shicho L'David Uzaro Ad Olam. We say this at the end of benching. This is included after we've said the 4 brachos of benching. We get into various requests, harachamans, and at the very end of benching, we have this pasuk, Migdal Yishuos Malcho, And you may see if you're looking at the Navi inside, there's actually a Kriya Niksiv here. It says Migdol, Migdol, but it's written as Magdil, and indeed in the Pasuk in Tehillim says Magdil. So we have two versions of this Pasuk, one in Tehillim that says Magdil, and one that in our Navi Shmuel Beis that says Migdol. And you may be familiar with the common custom to have two ways to say it in benching. That on Shabbos and on Yom Tov we say Migdol Yishuos Malkov Yoseh Chesdim Shicho, and on weekdays we say Magdol Yishuos Malkov Yoseh Chesdim Shicho. So if you're ever wondering what is that, so it reflects these two different psukim. Two versions of what would otherwise be the same pasuk. Why is it that there's a Shabbos and Yom Tov version and a weekday version? Some suggest it has to do with a certain prohibition that at least used to be in full force against learning Ksuvim on Shabbos. So they used this the Tehillim version on Shabbos. The Navi version on Shabbos and the Ksuvim version during the week. Whatever it may be, other reasons are suggested, but just a quick point of what the difference might be, that Magdil implies that, right, what does it mean, this passage in general, that something about Hashem is something of Yeshuos Malko, he's something of the salvation of his king being David. Vosed chesed limshicho, and he does chesed for his Mashiach, for his anointed one, l'David, for David, ulazaro, and for his offspring, Adolam, until forever. This is, of course, what we say in benching. It comes to the place where we have Harachman, Harachman Yizakenu Limosa Mashiach Ochai Olam Haba, that we're asking Hashem that we should be Zocha to experience the days of Mashiach and to Olam Haba. And of course, then we speak about Mashiach, the Anointed One, the return of the Anointed One of the Yeshuos. So we have this pasuk. Now Hashem being the Migdol, which would mean he's the tower of Yeshuos, or he's the Magdil. He is the one who makes Yeshuos greater, Magdilik, from the word gadol, to make something larger. So the Midrash Shachar Tov explains that the difference between these words is that Magdil means it's getting bigger and bigger, that there's some continuous process to bringing the Yeshuos Malko, to the salvations of the king of Israel. That's going to come about. And Migdol is that he's the tower of salvations, that kind of it's already reached its completion. The Geula has been achieved, and you're there. That this is the Migdol Yeshuos in front of us. And perhaps you could also say that's what it is as well. Shabbos, especially, and Yom Tov as well, but Shabbos we enter a world of Ein Olam Haba. It's kind of like we've already achieved it. We've already reached this level. During the week, there's more of a feeling of a process. I'm involved in melacha. I'm creating. I'm working. I'm trying to achieve a goal. I haven't made it. And Shabbos is this world of menucha, a Yom Shekulo Shabbos u menucha, where we've reached a state of perfection and achievement. Of course, it's not in a full way, but we consider it. Chazal tell us that we have to consider Shabbos as if all your work is done. There's nothing left to do. You've achieved everything. Even of course, you know, Shabbos builds, and we take from Shabbos into the week. But there's an aspect of Shabbos that has reached its completion. And therefore, you'll say Migdol Yeshuos Mako. But during the week, when there's more of that process, so you say Magdil Yeshuos Mako. You connect to Hashem in the one who's being Magdil, who's making the redemption come about greater and greater. He brings the Yeshuos piece by piece. That's a weekday perspective. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where we're in this world of appreciating the Yeshuos that we're already experiencing, the experience, the Geula, the redemption of Shabbos, the redemption of Yom Tov, we're already experiencing that. So then we connect to Hashem as the Migdol Yeshuos Malko. So that is one way to understand the distinction between these two points. Halavai, we should be Zoche soon. We should continue our progress, our process of experiencing the Magdol Yeshuos Malko as we continue and we go L'chayel, and talk from safer to safer, but Mr. Yisrael very soon, even more soon, to experience Migdol Yishmas Mako with the final Gula Meir Meinu.